Well, hello there, Scouting Stuff listeners, and I don't know if you can hear anything in the background behind me. If you can, you're probably hearing people walking by, people talking, rain. It's been an interesting week so far out here at the Kanderstegg International Scout Center, where I am attending Kander 100, the jamboree at the permanent mini jamboree, no less, to celebrate the centenary of the Scout Center, which was founded by Baden-Powell in 1923. And it's also Scout Scarf Day, so happy Scout Scarf Day. We began the day quite early, 5 o'clock, well, 5:30 wake-up call, on the march by 6 a.m. To take the Canadian contingent, and indeed everybody at the camp, over to Ocean Sea, which is a gorgeous mountain lake above the village of Kanderstegg. Very long hike. I think by the time we got back down the mountain, I was at about 10 kilometers, 12 kilometers for the day, at least according to Fitbit. And a significant vertical, probably about 500 meters of vertical all told, to get to the lakeshore, or just above the lakeshore, for a scouting sunrise ceremony. Hence the early start, because of course you have to get to the place that you want to have the sunrise ceremony before the sun breaks over whatever the horizon is in that area. Fortunately, we were surrounded by mountains, so, you know, 8:30 was a perfectly reasonable start time for the ceremony. It's just that there was a two-hour hike up a mountain before that. So we ate breakfast on the go, and marched our way first through the village of Kanderstegg and then up to Ocean Sea. Had a lovely scouting sunrise ceremony, and then marched back down to Kanderstegg for a bunch of different activities in the village square, or I guess like a big grassy patch at any rate, just kind of off of the main street, across from one of the larger hotels in the city, just down the street from the Catholic Church that I took Mass at a few days prior. It's been a challenging trip in some respects, because of course the weather in Kanderstegg has been nothing if not unpredictable. We got a torrential amount of rain the second night that we were here, and I mean a lot of people wound up getting flooded out. Many people had to go and actually take shelter in the Kanderstegg chalet or in like common rooms in the lodge. I myself was one of them, in fact, because unbeknownst to me, there was a leak in the fly of my tent, and so water was pouring through. So, and in like manner, the integrated ground sheet on the girls' tent kind of was not behaving well, so they were getting water seepage. So I had to stuff everybody's stuff into bags, carry it up to the chalet, worry about drying the tents out the following day, but at least it was sunny the following day, so that could actually happen. Currently, my tent has a tarp over it, roped down, keeping the water out, seemingly keeping the water out at any rate, so that's good. And I put the girls' tent up on some wooden cargo pallets that the camp staff quite happily donated. So we're making do. What else? Well, like I say, it is Scout Scarf Day today. And I mean, the sunrise ceremony was great. You know, it was alternatingly reflective and then high energy. Ocean Sea is an absolutely beautiful setting to have it in. And it's kind of cool to think that, you know, I was there when the first Scout Scarf Day, the first sunrise ceremony, I think, certainly the first Scout Scarf Day, was inaugurated, which was at the World Jamboree in 2007 on August 1st, which commemorates the date of the first Brown Sea Island camp. On August 1st, we were kind of all gathered in the main stage area at WJ 2007, and we had, you know, a video presentation with representatives of the World Scouting Organization, and we were all invited to renew our scouting promise at that time, loudly, publicly, in whatever our native language was. We did that again today, and it's kind of cool to hear everybody reciting it all around you. In the context of Scouts Canada, you know, there's still, some of us are still struggling, myself included, to remember that it is to do our duty to God and the King, not God and the Queen, but we've been saying it one way for so long, it's kind of seared into memory now. But, you know, it's kind of cool to think that, you know, I was there when this tradition started, and it's something that I really do urge everybody to take part in, if at all you can. Scout Scarf Day is a wonderful way to represent your pride in being a scout to the wider world around you. So just wear your neckerchief, whatever you get up to. Obviously, if you're an operating surgeon, maybe don't wear it in the operating room. But, you know, most other things, it's probably okay. I've had a couple of opportunities to, and I mean, if you've been following either the Scouting Stuff Facebook page or also my Scout Group's Facebook page, you've probably seen some different activities that we've been getting up to. I've actually had a couple of opportunities or a couple of invitations to opportunities to do recordings that you'll get to hear after I get back. One even with possibly the director of the Kandersteg Scout Center himself, which, you know, that's why I brought the microphones, and I'm glad that some opportunities have emerged. I'm going to come back from this camp with a whole bunch of neckerchiefs, a whole bunch of pretty good memories, and hopefully a couple of episodes too. But I wanted to, you know, put a quick one out there just to walk you all through just what the scouting sunrise ceremony is, just to, you know, briefly re-mention Scout Scarf Day, because it's such an important thing to take part in these scouting traditions. If scouting means anything to you, you know, then it is an absolute, you know, it is so important to take part in these scouting traditions, because it is, you know, overall the movement is a force for positive change in the world. And if you enjoy scouting, even half as much as I do, I would definitely encourage you to, you know, wear that with pride out in the world today as you go about your day. If you're listening to this in Europe, it's already towards the end of the day, but it's not too late. And if you're listening to this in North America, it's only just the start of the day. So, you know, get to it. Well, actually, no. It's kind of the middle of the day. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. Scout Scarf Day, August 1st. I guess I should comment, too, on the neckers. The Canadian contingent neckers have proven ridiculously popular. So much so that I now realize that I've massively underordered the quantity. that I brought with me was wildly insufficient. So going to have to, I mean, I can't order more while I'm here, but I basically, you know, told the Canadian contingent, look, if you trade your last one away, let me know. I'll replace it for you. We'll get you a new one. Because, yeah, apparently the knickers that I designed and that my wife kind of helped finalize the design for, she chose between the different options that I'd cooked up and said, that one looks the best. And so we went with that one. And guess what? She was right. And then some. Oh my gosh. Which is cool. Like, it's cool to, you know, be able to, as small and as scrappy as the Canadian contingent is, it's cool that, you know, we're actually able to contribute something that a lot of people, like, identify with and are like, wow, that's really cool. Like, I want that. And they're seeking us out. And I mean, sometimes we have to disappoint them and, you know, say, sorry, I don't have any left to trade. That's unfortunate. But at the same time, you know, it's cool that people are reaching out, trying to find us, trying to get to know us. And hopefully, you know, we're getting to know them as well. Anyways, short little episode, just a quick little update to let you know that I'm still alive, still kicking, and having a pretty darn good time here at Kandersteg Scout Center. I can see why everybody says what they do about the place. Why everybody I've met who's been here says that it's only, you know, your first visit there is only ever your first visit there. There will be more. And I hope that is true for me in my scouting career, wherever that goes. And in the scouting careers of my children, wherever that goes. I gotta say, too, that this has also worked out incredibly well as a family vacation. The apartment that my wife is in is lovely. She's been enjoying herself immensely and just sort of drinking in the culture of Kandersteg. Enjoying the food. It's amazing how much food here she is able to eat with all of her allergies, how little concern she has about, you know, the danger of a reaction, things like that. It's awesome. That has been, I think, maybe even one of the best parts of this trip, is just, you know, seeing the fact that my wife can really just be here and enjoy it in a lot of respects. And we've done some great touring as a family too. We saw Spez Castle, or Schloss Spez, if you will. We went and saw the Kalia Chocolate Factory, the Gruyere Cheese Factory. We actually hiked up to Ocean Sea yesterday, the day before August 1st, as a family, because that was the third thing that she really wanted to do. And, You know, is this a place that I could see us coming back to? Well, yeah, someday. I mean, it's not cheap. Switzerland is not cheap. To get here is not cheap. And unfortunately, we did have some issues with Air Canada that I'll probably talk about with Colin. Several lost bags. Fortunately, they have all turned up. Unfortunately, one of them was clearly left sitting on the tarmac in the rain or something like that, because everything inside it was damp, kind of smelled a little bad. And that was unfortunately the bag that had a lot of the Canadian paraphernalia that I was hoping to give away. Now that seems to be in good shape. So for the August 4th Cultural Celebration Day at the Jamboree, which Colin and I talked about in a previous episode, it looks like I'll have all of the stuff that I need. And it's in decent shape. So that's good. But still, kind of a disappointing denouement. We were so like excited when the bag finally showed up, caught up to us in Kandersteg. The courier service was working on the national holiday to make that happen. And that was great. And I hope they charged Air Canada a premium for that, because Air Canada really let us down. And that is unfortunate. But it's also kind of what we've come to just expect from the national air carrier. And like I say, Colin and I will probably riff on that a little bit in a future episode. But be that as it may, it's been a pretty awesome time here at Kandersteg, even in spite of the rain. And I'm hoping that the remainder of the camp will be every bit as great for the Canadian contingent and for all the scouts that are here. I know I'm looking forward to taking part in the rest of it, especially tomorrow. We get to go to like the spiritual development day or the spiritual development area. And then we have like a service project that we're doing. So really awesome, sort of busy kind of day. And tonight we have, you know, a big, because it is Swiss National Day, I think that's what they call it at any rate, sort of, you know, like the equivalent of like Canada Day for Switzerland. And so there's normally what would happen actually on Swiss National Day is that anybody at Kandersteg would be invited to like process down to the village and join in the festivities there. Well, because the village actually is kind of has sort of a very intimate connection with the Scout Center, they have actually decided to flip the script this year. They are going to come up to the Scout Center. There's going to be representatives from the village. There's going to be local government and businessmen and apparently like artists and musicians and stuff like that. They're setting up the stage right now, doing sound checks. We can hear like live music echoing through the trees. So it's going to be an interesting thing to see just what shakes out tonight. And I'll try and take some pictures and throw them up on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. If you are listening from Kandersteg right now, the Canadian group is still in Site 44, and you can, of course, reach out. Instagram and Facebook Messenger seem to work the best. So if you hit us up through the Facebook page, facebook.com/scoutingstuffpodcast or instagram.com/scoutingstuffpodcast. I seem to get those messages the best. So I would suggest using those while I am here for the next 8-9 days. And if you are at Kandersteg, please do reach out if you would like to say hi, come on the podcast, or even just come get a sticker. I'm around, and I would be happy to meet a listener. I already have met a few. Maybe there's a few more of you here as well. Until then, thank you for listening, and be prepared.